Big news, friends. Activision Blizzard games are officially coming to Amazon's cloud gaming platform, Luna, as Microsoft and Ubisoft just announced a brand new partnership where Ubisoft will gain control of the distribution rights for Activision Blizzard games via the cloud, which includes Activision Blizzard games coming to Ubisoft Plus, which in turn, since Ubisoft Plus is available on Amazon Luna, Activision Blizzard games are coming to Amazon Luna, which has to go down as one of the strangest distribution models that I have ever seen. But either way, congratulations to my fellow lunatics. We're finally getting Call of Duty. Now, in case you missed it, Ubisoft revealed over on X that the Ubisoft Plus lineup is expanding. We're excited to announce a new agreement that will bring Activision Blizzard games to Ubisoft Plus upon the completion of Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. With Ubisoft further clarifying this news in a blog post, with a single subscription to Ubisoft Plus multi-access, players will soon be able to play their favorite Ubisoft and Activision Blizzard games across multiple platforms, including PC, Xbox consoles, and Amazon Luna. And just in case you weren't aware, Ubisoft Plus multi-access is one of Amazon Luna's multiple channels and will run you about $17.99 a month. Now that cost will include over 100 plus games, access to premium editions of Ubisoft titles, access to new releases the day they release, a 10% discount on virtual currency packs, and access to select titles through the cloud for Amazon Luna subscribers. But with this week's news, this also means that Luna subscribers will soon have access to games like Crash Bandicoot, Call of Duty, Overwatch, Diablo, Tony Hawk, Spyro, and of course, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Making this story, at least in my opinion, one of the biggest things to happen to Amazon Luna since the service left early access. Now, that being said, unfortunately, we don't know exactly when these games will be arriving on Amazon Luna. At this point, the only thing that we do know is that this Ubisoft-Microsoft partnership will begin once the acquisition of Activision Blizzard is finished. And seeing that the CMA is launching a new investigation into this acquisition, it could be a while. However, according to Microsoft, Xbox's Phil Spencer is saying that they think that this deal will close out by the October 15th close date. So, if I was a guessing man, I think I would say 2024. Yeah. Activision Blizzard games arrive on Luna in early 2024. That just feels like it sounds good. That being said, definitely don't get me wrong here. I mean, it would be sick to see it happen sooner, but I imagine there's going to be some, like, porting requirements for these games, but unfortunately, this is one of those videos where we just end off saying, only time will tell. One thing that is for certain in all of this is the biggest loser has to be Google Stadia. I know the platform is dead and all, but I just can't help but look at this story and just realize how big of a missed opportunity Google had on its hands. But as Oppenheimer once said, what is Google's loss is Amazon's gain. Google it. He definitely said that.